Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to The Sound. You're listening to The Sound.
Everything you ever feel, you gotta have it. I'm just blessed to the way things to the
Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons coming to you live with Woman to Woman. I thank you all for praying. I did have some warfare getting into the studio on today. Amen. I call in and I kept getting disconnected. Amen. I got a text message from Sister from Erica that she couldn't hear. I just want to know, can you hear now? I have Gazelle in the chat room. Let me know if you can hear me now so that we can move forward. The devil is defeated. God is getting the glory in every single area of my life. Thank God for Jesus on today. Amen. Anybody thank God for Jesus? Amen. Hallelujah. No matter what the enemy's plan is, God's plan is greater. So I thank you all for tuning in. I want to ask, Gazelle says that she can hear me. You know, it's amazing. I was trying to get into the studio and I looked into the chat room. I saw Gazelle in the chat room. I saw a couple of people on the switchboard, and I told Gazelle that I was having some problems getting in. And she said, praise the Lord. Let's just pray it through. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Have to know when you are stuck, amen, who to go to, amen, because there got to be somebody that can pray you through. You got to have some people holding up your arms behind the scenes. And Erica texted me and sent me a text and let me know that she couldn't hear me. And just now she sent me a text saying, yes, Pastor, she can hear. God bless you, Erica. God bless you, Gazelle. God bless you, my caller from area code 305, and also Mother Maggie. God bless you. Good to have you on Woman to Woman. Glad you tuned in. I want to say Happy New Year. Happy New Year to all of you beautiful women of God. Amen. And Happy New Year to all of the men who are tuning in. I want to say hello to our guest, 5043. God bless you, and thank you for tuning in to Woman to Woman. It's a new year, and I tell you, God is doing a new thing. I want to invite you to call in later on in the broadcast to let me know what God is doing in your life this year. Amen. God bless you, Pastor Larry. Amen. Good to see you, sir. And I want to invite you to call in. I'm going to share a little bit on today about what God is doing in my life. Amen. And I want to share a little bit with you. And then I'm going to open up the phone lines and invite you all to let me know what God is doing for you during this season. What are your expectations for this year? Amen. Or if you just have a praise report, amen. Sometimes you just have a burning testimony as to how good Jesus is in your life, amen. So I want to open a prayer. But again, we had a little delay in getting in, but I thank God for prayer. I thank God for prayer. And I thank God that the people who called in early didn't hang up, but you stayed with me. So I just thank God for you on today. I'm so grateful to be able to come here on Block Talk Radio. Again, they are making some changes to their structure. And just pray and let me know if you pray. I want you to pray. I want you to do two things. I want you to pray. And the second thing I want you to do is email me at powerintheword1@yahoo.com, powerintheword1@yahoo.com, and let me know if you would like me to continue with Woman to Woman on the hour, for the hour, because I'm normally here for an hour to 90 minutes, or if 30 minutes would be enough for you, or if you're just indifferent. Amen. So let me know what the consensus is. I'm going to keep moving forward, but I don't know if I'm going to stay on Block Talk Radio. I like this platform because I have the switchboard and the chat room, but I just need to know what the listeners are thinking, because there are a couple of other platforms that I can use. Amen. So I thank God for Block Talk Radio, though, because I was able to meet all of you. I met Pastor Larry, on Blog Talk Radio, and because of that, I was able to meet Erica. I met Gazelle on Blog Talk Radio. I did my interview with my apostle, Matthew Tillery. I did not meet him on Blog Talk Radio, but someone recommended that I interview him. Amen. And as a result of that, we now have an apostolic relationship. To God be the glory. So many great people I've had the opportunity to meet here, and I'm thinking that I'm going to stay. That's what I'm thinking. But I do want to hear from you. Let us pray. Father God, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you, and we magnify your name on today. God, I just ask that you have your way during this next hour and 15 minutes or so, God. Let your will be done. Let your Holy Spirit come in and take over this broadcast. Lord, we need to hear from you, God. We need another touch from you. So even across the internet airwaves, I ask that you touch each and every person, Lord. Restore and refresh those who are feeling a bit weary and worn down, oh God. Uplift those who are dispirited, oh God. And Lord, heal those who are broken and sick on today, God. Lord, thank you for provision for those who are looking towards heaven. Father God, for provision on today, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your will being done in our lives on earth as it has already been established in heaven. And God, we give you the glory, the honor, and the praise because you are worthy. You are worthy to be praised. And you are worthy of all the glory and all the honor. So bless each and every person who has tuned in. Bless each and every person that will come. And we will continue to give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. And it's in the precious name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior, that we pray. Amen and praise God. Hallelujah. I tell you, it's 2011. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And Pastor and I preached on New Year's Eve. We preached together, Pastor Anthony and I, under an open heaven in 2011. Under an open heaven in 2011. And I know that sounds cute, but how many of you are ready to manifest an open heaven on earth? Amen. Pouring down with God's blessings, pouring down on earth. As he has already established that he would do, amen, in heaven, amen. God is an awesome God. We serve an awesome God. He is just so worthy to be praised. And you know what? I just want to challenge you to go on what you know about Jesus this year. You know, so many people are just looking for a new revelation, and God's already given us just so much information about who he is and what his plan is. What he expects to do, amen. So I just thank God that he is moving, in the lives of his people. But I want to know, are the people prepared to receive all that God has for them? You know, women of God, men of God, you know, are you prepared to receive all that God has for you? Are you really ready? Amen. Do you really understand the magnitude of what God is doing in your life? Amen. Now, someone in the chat room is saying that they can't hear me. I want to know, can you guys still hear me? Amen. Praise the Lord. Can you hear me? God bless you, Green Beasley. I pray that you can hear now. I see Gazelle gave me an amen. Amen. If you can't hear, maybe somebody can tell them to re-enter into the show. Amen. But God is up to something. Amen. And I just want to encourage the ladies out there that you are wonderfully and fearfully made, and God didn't make it in no junk. You know, when he made you, he knew exactly what he was doing. In the book of Psalms, chapter 139, David, you know, just praises the Lord for the work of his hands. He says, I praise you, O Lord, for the work of your hands. He said, I am wonderfully and fearfully made, and that I know full well. And we have to get to a point as women of God where we know that we are wonderfully and fearfully made, where we don't have to accept anything that comes our way, or we don't have to be desperate in our relationships, or we don't have to run around trying to please people just because we're needy, you know, because when we know who we are and when we serve God and we're in relationship with God, he fills every void and there is no sense of being needy. You know, like if you have a man or if you don't have a man, you're okay. If you're married or you're single, you're all right. Like Paul, you have learned to rejoice in all things, you know, in every situation, to be content, amen, still pressing towards the goal for the high prize, but saying, you know what, I'm not frustrated where I am right now. You know, I have some aspirations, I have some goals, I have some desires of my heart, but I'm not frustrated because I'm believing God, and I'm believing that God is going to do what he said he would do. Now, when I say God is going to do what he said he would do, it's already been established, and God has already spoken it. And the minute that God spoke it, it's been performed in the heavenly realm. So when I say when God's going to do what he said he's going to do, I'm saying that God's going to manifest. He's going to allow that thing to manifest in your life where you will be able to see it. It will be visible. It will be tangible. How many of you are waiting on the Lord to do something? Amen. Waiting on the Lord for a manifestation of something that you have been promised? Amen. How many of you know that the promises of God in Jesus Christ are yea and amen? There's no good thing that God's going to withhold from you. If you love him, if you diligently seek him, amen. Let me tell you, Pastor and I preached, again, I was saying earlier, we preached Living Under an Open Heaven in 2011, Manifesting Heaven on Earth, amen. We are looking this year to walk into the promises of God that have been just hovering over our heads. Now, what would make God shut up the heavens in our lives? We have to realize, are we blocking our own blessings? Amen. Are we sabotaging God's plan for our lives? And these questions that we really need to, as we go into this new year, we really need to ask ourselves, what am I doing that will stop God's plan from being made manifest in my life? And some people will say, well, you can't stop the plan of God, but yeah, you know, God has always had a plan for Israel, and you know that we're the Israelites today. So God has always had a plan for his chosen people. And do you know that you're God's chosen folk, right? You know that you're God's chosen woman, God's chosen man. And God has always had a plan for us, amen. But what has been the one thing that stopped the people from possessing the promise? Sin by way of disobedience, sin by way of disbelief, sin by way of doubt, you know, sin by way of being double-minded and serving two other gods or foreign gods or false gods. Some of us have blocked our own blessings, and my hand is raised because I know that there are times when God has told me to go, but I have sinned by being disobedient, I have sinned by being afraid, come on somebody, and I have not moved out on the command of God. God has given me a directive, and I've said it, and I know all of you have said, well, God told me to do this, but, and you know, come on, what are you doing? What are we doing when we say God told me to do this, but, you know, but, nullifies everything that was offered before it. So we have to realize that but has to be put out of our vocabulary when we're talking about something that God has told us to do. Amen. So I'm just thanking God today because he is doing marvelous things in my life and in the lives of his people. Amen. So I want you to prepare to call in. We were sharing from Pastor Anthony and I was sharing from Isaiah 43. And I'm just going to read a little bit of that scripture because you know, I want to read a little bit of scripture every time I come. And it's a new year. Amen. And I just want to focus in on this particular text. Isaiah 43 And it reads, starting with verse 1, and I want to encourage somebody with this scripture on today. And it reads, but now thus says the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. When thou pass through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burnt, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee. For I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopia and Seba for thee. And I want to just continue to read a little bit, but hear this, verse 4. Since thou wast precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable, and I have loved thee. Therefore will I give men for thee and people for thy life. Fear not, for I am with thee. I will bring thy seed from the east and gather them from the west. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from far and my daughters from the ends of the earth. Even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him, yea, I have made him. Put your name in that text. That is so precious. What God is saying, I called you by name. I made no mistake when I called you into my kingdom, when I called you to write that book, when I called you to make that CD, when I called you to open that business, when I called you to start that ministry, I called you by name. God knew the plan that he had for you before the beginnings of creation. My God, you got to get this. He told Jeremiah, I created you, I formed you in your mother's belly. My God, he said, before I formed you, before I created you, I called you. And before, I mean, come on, we have to know before God called us, he knew us. And he preordained us. He foreknew us. God knew us. And it goes into the New Testament where God, Paul writes about the fact that God foreknew you. You're not here by mistake. I mean, my God, if you suffer with low self-esteem, this should really be helping you. If you're right now in the middle of a call on your life and you don't know how God's going to do what he said he's going to do, I want you to just be assured that God's going to do what he said he's going to do. Listen, God formed you and shaped you before that sperm met the egg in your mother's belly. Come on. God already knew that they would not be able to abort you or your mother would not miscarry you. God already knew what you would go through in your life and that the devil would try to kill you. Come on, somebody. God already knew. And the whole time he was saying, you know what, I was there with you all the time. And he's saying even to you today, don't be afraid. Fear not, for I am with you. Come on. No matter what you're doing, no matter what you're going through, no matter what people are saying about you or trying to do to you, no matter what you're facing right now or what kind of trial you're in, you have to realize that God is with you. And he told Jeremiah, he said, I'm watching my word to perform it. In other words, I'm watching your life because there's a word over your life. And I'm watching my word over your life, and I'm protecting you to make sure that everything that I have said about you comes to pass. Come on, somebody. I feel like shouting right there. You know, when you think about the goodness of God, when you think about his glory, when you think about his magnificence, and you think about his plan, you have to know that God is not playing when it comes to you and me, my God. And Pastor Emily and I, we preach this thing that to encourage the people that going forward in 2011, we are manifesting God's promises that have already been established in heaven. Come on, somebody. No more backing up in the spirit. No more being scared. No more accepting what people say about you as truth. Come on. Or what people think about you. Who cares? I mean, really, if you're lining up your life with God, if you're walking with God, if you love the Lord with all of your heart, your mind, your soul, and your strength, I mean, really, then you are manifesting and bearing fruit in your life. Love, peace, kindness, gentleness, self-control. My God. So if all of that is coming forth in your life and somebody still doesn't like you, come on. If they still want to talk about you, still want to drag you through the mud, then the Bible calls those people haters. Then, you know, you can't be threatened because of your haters. The Bible tells us to fret not because of evildoers. Come on, somebody. People are going to gossip. They're going to not like you. They're going to talk about you. They're going to treat you bad as long as the day is long. But guess what? God says, fear not, for I am with you. You've been through the flood. You've been through the fire. You've been through the, my God, come on, the earthquake, the hurricane. You've been through the abuse, the molestation. You've been through divorce. You've been through some stuff in your life. You'd have been through being abandoned. Come on. But you're still here. Why? Because God never let those things take you out. Yes, it hurt. Yes, you had to suffer through some things. You needed to be healed. Some of you still need to be healed. But guess what? You're still here. My God, you're still here. Amen. Hallelujah. And I just want to read this, and I'm going to open up the phone lines. God says here in verse 15, he says, I am the Lord, your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King. Thus saith the Lord, which maketh a way in the sea and a path in the mighty waters, my God, which brings forth the chariot and horse, the army and the power. They shall lie down together, they shall not rise, they are extinct. They are quenched as so. Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. My God. God got you covered in the sea. He got you covered in the river. He got you covered in the wilderness. He got you covered in the desert. God has you covered in the workplace. He has you covered in your home. He has you covered in the middle of spiritual warfare. God's got you covered. Amen. And what he's saying is, I made the chariot. I made the horse. I'm in control. God says, I can change your life in a minute. In the blink of an eye, I could change your life. Come on. All of you have heard the story of Ted Williams. My God. Preaching the gospel all over national TV and radio, giving God the glory, thanking Jesus. My God. Come on, somebody. God took that man from being homeless, standing on a street corner, holding a sign, to sitting on the couch at the Today Show with Meredith and the other guy. And going to different talk shows and going on radio, giving God the glory, say, I consider him in all my ways, and saying literally, I literally heard him say yesterday, thank you, Jesus. Now, come on, somebody. You tell me God can't do it. God took the man from not having a home to the Cavaliers wanting to give him a house, amen, and a 2-year contract to be their voice. My God, what an awesome God we serve. I tell you, so you're telling me that God can't change your situation? You know, the devil is a liar, amen. God can do whatever he wants to do, amen. God is awesome. And, you know, what verse 7 of that particular chapter says, Isaiah 43, verse 7, God says, I created you for my glory. I created you for my glory. So what we have to realize that glory means praise, splendor, magnificence. God created you to show you off, and he created you for you to praise and worship him. That's it. When you don't play small, you're playing small. Come on, I'm talking to myself right now. You're playing small does not bring God glory. Amen. God wants us to praise him like we've lost our natural minds Dance like David danced. Amen. Always be expecting God to do something great in your life because God says, I'm going to show you off. That means that God's going to put his splendor upon you, amen, so that when men and women look on your light is shining so brightly, amen, that they can't help but glorify your God. They can't help but saying, you know what, that girl got, she has God in her life. Come on, somebody. He has God in his life. And when you realize this, when you catch this, and I know why God had me write that book, Don't Die in the Wilderness, because he wanted me to catch it. Every ministry that I've ever done, every book that I've ever written has been for me to partake of it first. Every sermon that I've ever preached, God has allowed me to be the first partaker of it. Even what I'm saying on today, as it comes out of my mouth, it goes into my ear gate, it goes into my spirit, I receive of it. That's why I can't preach no mess, amen, because God wants to take us from glory to glory. God wants to do something so wonderful, so magnificent, so miraculous in your life that only God can get the glory. Only God can get the glory from Ted Williams. This man who videoed him was on his way to church, and God is even getting the glory because the man stopped and gave Ted Williams $20 one day. And Ted Williams was like, $20? Wow. But Ted Williams knew one thing. He knew the man was on his way to church. Come on, somebody. And then, so watch what you do on your way to church. Be careful of what you do on your way to church, amen. And then the man came back and gave him some more money. And then Ted Williams for $1, holding up a sign, he thought it was for a dollar, did this promo for this video. And look at what God did. First and foremost, he put on the sign, I have a God-given voice. Come on, somebody. A God-given golden voice. He acknowledged God and all of his ways. I'm going to open up the phone lines. I tell you, I'm excited about what God is doing. I just wanted to just give you that. I want to drop that into your spirit, amen, that God is no respecter of persons. And what God did for one person, he is willing and ready and able to do for you, amen. So you get ready for your miracle this year, amen. Be in position to be blessed of the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm going to open up the phone lines. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons coming to you live with Woman to Woman. I want to give a shout out, amen, to Pastor Anthony, my wonderful husband. A shout out to Pastor Larry Sarton over at Christian Family Faith Center in Chicago. Get over there if you're in Chicago because the word is coming forth. I want to give a shout out to Tina Lane, who listened to me this morning on the Flag Gospel Hour. Want to say hello to April Ash, who interviewed me this morning. What a wonderful interview for my book, Nobody's Business. A shout out to Chico, amen, who gave me a copy of his CD over at the radio studio this morning. And a shout out to our very own apostle, Matthew Tillery, and his wonderful wife, Pastor Dawn Tillery, our spiritual covering, amen. And just before I go to the phone lines, I want to let you know that I'm preaching. If you haven't heard me preach, amen, I preach. That's what I do, amen. I'm a preaching vessel, amen. God uses me to his glory, amen. I love preaching. I love bringing forth the word of God. I'll be preaching tomorrow morning, Sunday, January the 9th at 8 o'clock in the morning. Somebody say 8 o'clock in the morning, Pastor Rebecca. 8 o'clock in the morning, the Women's Ministry of 41 Vision Church, Women with Vision, Purpose, and Destiny, they are having their Women's Day 2011, celebrating 1 year of ministry to women. And that's at 8 o'clock. Somebody say 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock a.m., 8 o'clock in the morning, and they are located at 315 Forest Street. 315 Forest Street, F-O-R-R-E-S-T, for those who are putting it in the GPS, Jersey City, New Jersey, 07304. And at the end of the month, we'll be having a fellowship service. We'll be going over to the Ark of Safety Ministries over in Irvington, New Jersey, and that's on the 30th of January. We'll be with co-pastor Anita Spaulding and her husband, Pastor Spaulding. And co-pastor Anita Spaulding invited me to come to preach, amen. And we're going to have a sweet fellowship together as NCCM goes over to join with them, and the Lord gives me a word in my belly, amen. And I want to invite you to come out any given Sunday, how about tomorrow, to worship with us at New Creation Christian Ministries, 87 First Street, Elizabeth, New Jersey. Again, if you're using a GPS system, you want to put a 1ST for first, amen. So that's 87 First Street, Elizabeth, New Jersey. Our service time is 11 o'clock. A.M. I want to have you listen to Moments in the Word with Pastor Larry Thornton right here on blogtalkradio.com/moments-in-the-word. Amen. 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, 6 o'clock Pacific Time, I believe it is, every single Wednesday. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I think that's it for my announcements, other than if you haven't read Don't Die in the Wilderness, I want to encourage you to get that book, amen. It's a powerful ministry, amen. Wherever you are in life, Don't Die in the Wilderness is going to take you where you need to be to get to the next realm, amen. Not a level, but a realm, a dimension in Him, amen. Higher heights and deeper depths, amen. That book is 10 chapters, Don't Die in the Wilderness, God Breathed, powerful, powerful book, amen. So I want to encourage you to get it, amen. Well, we're going to the phone lines right now, and I just want you to share with me whatever's on your heart, whether it's something I've said today, whatever the Lord puts upon your heart. I want you to call in and share, talk about the new year and where you're going this year and what God is doing this year in your life. Amen. Talk about Don't Die in the Wilderness if you read the book. Whatever the Lord places upon your heart. And we do have a full switchboard. I thank God for those of you who have already called in. And I'm going to start with area code 312. You're on the air. Welcome to Woman to Woman.
God bless you, Pastor Rebecca.
God bless you, Erica, and Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year to you as well. How are you?
Hey. Amen. You know, I am blessed. I am I've been continually changed. I'm blessed. I woke up at 6-something this morning to get up to be at the studio at 8 o'clock by before 8:30 over in Rahway, and I tell you, the Lord has changed me, because I used to make the confession that I'm not a morning person, but I don't make that confession anymore. You know, my confession now is whatever I have to do to advance the kingdom of God according to God's will and His word, I'm going to do it.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So how are you?
I am wonderful, wonderful. I am just looking forward to the things that God has for me. I wanted to tell you that your book was wonderful, blessed me in so many ways, and I'm even getting feedback already from my friend who I blessed with one of the books. She called me this morning and told me how awesome the book was and how it was blessing her, and how everything that she's been reading so far is just talking about her life and the different changes that she want to make as well as a result of what God is doing with her. So that was
wow.
An awesome testimony this morning and a blessing to be able to hear from her. So, but I am doing wonderful, wonderful.
Yes.
Looking
yes.
forward to
God. Go ahead.
Oh, just looking forward to what God has for me this year. My expectations is to fully be walking in my calling and what God has placed on my life and the things that He wants to do through me this year. And to just continue to give me the strength and the courage, the boldness to walk forth in Him in spite of my indifferences in my life, and that he can get the maximum glory from me in my life.
Yes. Yes. Amen. But to God be the glory, and that's it. You know, he, take that scripture. I took this scripture, Isaiah 43:7. I took it personally. Even everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory. I have formed him, yea, I have made him. And it's just powerful to know that you were created with a purpose.
Yes.
And that purpose is to bring God glory. So, and God, you know, he has never spoken and not fulfilled his word.
Amen.
So I'm excited. I'm excited for you.
I'm very excited. Very excited. Yes. Just looking forward to it. And as I continue to just stay in his word, he has just been revealing awesome things and just showing me who I am in him more and more every day. And as I just continue to allow myself to get in prayer and to get in studies and everything, just the presence of God alone is just an awesome thing. To just dwell, to dwell in his presence, and just even the revelation and the knowledge that he gives when you open up his word, and just the things that he shows throughout his word, and the blessings and the promises and things that he's manifesting even now in my life. And so I'm just grateful for that. I'm grateful to be able to know him on the level that I know him right now, and just continuing to go forth and what he has.
Amen. Wow. Well, amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory. Hallelujah. That is awesome. You said something, and I'm going to take another call, but I just want to just highlight. You said just to be in his presence. You know, just to be in the presence of God and to dwell in his presence, my God, that is powerful right there, because when you get that, you to get into his presence, this is what the Lord showed me, the unction, the anointing that John talks about in the book of John, one of the letters, I think it's 1 John, the unction and the anointing that he talks about. That word for unction, that word for anointing is a smearing on, a rubbing on. And, you know, it's just so funny because when you think about it, it's so great. When you think about being in the presence of God, that he is, I mean, sure, you get the anointing from going through the pressure, but also from being in the presence, from being in the presence of God where he's, God is hugging you and he's rubbing you, not rubbing you, but rubbing, like say God's rubbing your shoulder, and he's touching you, and his touch, as he's touching, he's smearing on the anointing, the oil, the anointing is being rubbed on. And what we don't realize is that the more that we are in his presence, the more that we can experience his glory.
Yes.
And you know, it's just so powerful. You think about Moses when he went up into the mountain, and when he came back, how his face was shining so much from the glory that he had to cover his face. And it's just an awesome place that when people look on you, Erica, that they will see God's glory. They will see a glimpse. They will be able to experience God's glory. That's powerful all by itself.
Yes, yes.
Amen. Well, any more comments before we take another call?
No, I just want to listen in.
Amen. Well, praise the Lord. You just stay right with us, and God bless you.
God bless you, Pastor.
Amen. Well, we have a hand raised. Amen. Area code 305, you're on the air. Welcome to Woman to Woman.
God bless you, Pastor Rebecca. This is Pastor Variance. How are you?
God bless you, women of God. I am really blessed and highly favored of the Lord. How are you? Happy New Year.
Amen. Happy New Year. I'm blessed. You know that, you know, God has allowed me to see another year and to be among my other sisters and brothers in Christ, you know, and just to be a vessel, you know, to be used for kingdom God. You know, it's a blessing for God to use us, you know, and I don't think sometimes we think of it that way. you know, as much as we think of it, you know, as in, you know, we're getting benefited and, you know, people now know us or we're able to, you know, stand on a platform and teach or preach. But, you know, I feel blessed to be somebody that he says, okay, I'm going to use you, you know, despite, you know, where you've been and what you've done and despite me knowing all of this other stuff, I'm using you.
Yeah.
You know, I feel blessed that he looks at me that way and, you know, says he's closed the door on all of that other stuff, you know, that was in the past and says this is a clean slate. Like, to me, that's a blessing in itself.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely. And, you know, that's so powerful what you're saying, because I was sharing with a brother at work the other day, yesterday. I was telling him that I'm just so happy that God looked beyond my sin, my filthiness, my wretchedness before I came to know him and saw who he had created. He looked beyond who I had created and who my circumstances had created and saw who he had created. And he picked me up out of my mess and, you know, just cleaned me up, put my feet on solid ground, you know, turned me around, turned my life around, changed my life. And that is a praise right there. That's worth praising God for all by itself. And so many Amen. Times we look for something, God to do something, like to give us something before we praise him. You know, it's amazing how hard it is to get people to praise God sometimes. But just the thought of the fact that he loves us and that he's forgiven us and that he has purpose for our lives is enough to make me want to praise him.
Amen. Glory to God.
That is powerful what you just said. And then want to use us on top of that?
Exactly.
Wow.
You know, that blows my mind. You know, it's like, are you serious?
Wow.
Are you for real like me? You know, do you remember, like, you know, you go into that phase, like, because you're so shocked. You know, you're so,
yes.
You know, like they said in the Bible when Jesus was speaking and, you know, when they were saying he didn't teach as the scribes and the Pharisees and how amazed and astonished they were. Like, how can this be? You know, that's how you feel when God says, not only am I going to cleanse you, but I'm going to use you. You know, that's just how amazed you are. And, you know, God
wow.
does so many wonderful things in our life, you know, that it's just an amazing thing to even be known by him and to be known
mm.
of him. You know, and I don't even say, oh, I know him, although, you know, I know somewhat of him. But what I do know is not because of me. It's because of what, you know, he's revealed to me. Because if he didn't reveal himself, there would be no way for me to know him. You know, so I thank God that he even says, hey, my name is God. You know, I'm your creator. Hey, you know, I want to have a relationship with you. I want to sit down
wow.
and eat with you. And, you know, I want to do some things for you. That in itself just, it really is a miracle in itself. It blows my mind. You know, and that's why I'm so grateful in our kingdom society, you know, that God is just loving on us as his kids. And he's saying, I love you, even if you're my good child, even if you're my disobedient, disrespectful, dishonest, disloyal. You know, it's like, you're still my child. You know, you didn't stop being my child because you weren't obedient.
Mm.
You know, you didn't stop
wow.
being my child, you know, because you didn't know where your home was. You know, you still are my child. And that
yes.
itself, again, it's just mind-blowing for me. You know, God has been showing me so many things, Pastor Rebecca, in this little bit of time that the new year has come, that I'm like, oh, my God, how can you be so awesome and so wonderful? And you know, prayer, man, you know, we don't use our prayer as much as we should, because he shows you so many things when you pray for other people. I mean,
mm-hmm.
he reveals so many miraculous blessings and healings and bringing people together in unity, that prayer is such a powerful thing that we don't even see it for what it really is. And I've seen
wow.
him do some things through my prayer, and I'm not even saying that I'm the reason. I'm not the reason for anything. You know, I can plant, but it's God that gives the increase. He is the one that is transforming his sons and his daughter's life, but I'm just grateful to know that he heard me regardless. you know, of it not being, you know, me who's making sure that prayer is happening, but he did hear me, and I'm seeing that he heard me. You know, that's all that matters to me. Not that, you know, I'm great or I'm wonderful, because I'm none of those things. You know, I feel like when Jesus said, "Why callest thou me good? There's no one good but God." But it's just a blessing to see what you prayed for happen in somebody else's life. And as a result of that, I saw him do something for me miraculous. 2 days ago at my job, I work, you know, I give information to people, rather, about Miami, because that's where I live, and I give them information about Miami. But where I give them information from is a theater. And so I sit there, and I wait for people to come in, and I give them information. As I'm sitting there and waiting for them to come in and ask me for information, guess who walks through the door, Pastor Rebecca?
Who walked through the door?
I don't know if you've ever watched The Queens of Comedy. The Queens of Comedy. It's a comedian. Right, The Queens of Comedy. It's a comedian platform for women with Monique and some other women who are female comedians. It's really funny, you know, but, you know, it's kind of, you know, a mix between okay and not okay, but it's funny. You know, I have to keep it real and be honest about it.
You keep it in suspense here.
Yes, ma'am. But in walks one of the women from the Queens of Comedy show, Samoa.
Okay.
And people know who I'm talking about. You know, I don't know if Gazelle knows who I'm talking about or if Erica knows who I'm talking about or even if Pastor Larry knows who I'm talking about, but people know who I'm talking about. In walks this woman from the Queens of Comedy show. And I'm looking at her like, this is not real, Pastor Rebecca.
Wow.
It can't be. I cannot be looking at this woman standing right here in my face in real life. You know, it's a difference to see somebody on TV or hear
on
someone
TV.
On the radio. But, you know, when you see them, it's like, oh, my God, you counted me worthy to be among her. And I'm not saying, oh, she's great and she's greater than God or Jesus or any of that. But you just don't know what it's like when God shows you favor and he's just blessing you to where you can be in the midst of someone that you would have never met if it had not been for him.
That's right.
I had a conversation with her. She was just funny. She was joyful. She was, you know, she was a real person. You know, the money has not changed her. And, you know, I took a picture with her as well. But it was a blessing to me that he counted me worthy, you know, to have
Praise
her come.
God.
And I counted it not chance, you know, or luck that she walked through that door, because he had to put it in the mind of someone to have her come down there in order for me to see her. And so many of us miss our opportunity because I was supposed to be somewhere else that day. And I decided to change my plans to come to work.
Yes. Wow. And he knew that would bless you.
Yes, ma'am.
God knew that would make your day. He knew that would bless you on that day. To see her, to meet her, to have an opportunity to interact with her. So he knows, and that's what I was saying earlier, that God can do whatever he wants to do. In a twinkling of an eye, God can change your life. He can change your circumstances. So many people, you're right, we have to not underestimate the power of God or the power of prayer. So I just thank God for that testimony and how he didn't. We think God just wants to use us. You know, I don't even know where that came from. When we say God use me for your glory, God said I created you for my glory. So that means that we're created for his glory. So that whatever we do, we do it unto the Lord. So I'm still trying to figure out whether I'm even being correct when I say, God, use me for your glory. That just hit me out of the blue but I always say I want God to use me for his glory. But if I've been created for his glory, then it goes without saying that I'm going to be used for his glory.
Yes, ma'am. And I thank you for letting me give that testimony and for saying those words, Pastor Rebecca, because I hope somebody understands that you know what? God is going to look to do something so great for you that you can't even imagine. You know, behold, I'm going to do a new thing and say you not know it. You know, that really
yes.
just blew my mind. And I'm so grateful. You know, I don't want to take up too much more of your time. You can mute me back out. I'm just so grateful that he said, you know what, I love you just that much that I'll do something that you cannot even fathom for you.
That's right. That's right. He blessed you, and that's a testimony. That's an awesome testimony because, you know, and you what people have to understand is your blessing might not necessarily be somebody else's blessing, but just like
Amen.
The devil knows what we like, he knows what color, what shape, what size, what height, you know, he knows what makes us laugh and what makes us cry. God even the more so knows because he created us, you know, and he knows when you need an uplifting moment, when you need, he said, you know what, I'm going to bless her right there. I'm going to bless her.
Amen.
I'm going to bless him right now. You know, he knows, and that was for you. That was a blessing just for you. Glory,
yes,
hallelujah. I mean, to God be the glory. Ah, what a blessing. What a blessing. I tell you, I'm excited. I'm excited for you. And I want to see the pictures, too. I don't even know the lady because I don't watch. I'm not normal. I don't watch a whole bunch of TV. But I do watch game shows. I watch Deal or No Deal and Family Feud. And then I want to hear Preacher, you know. So,
yes,
but
ma'am.
Balance. You know, we have balance. But, you know, if I ran into the guy from Deal or No Deal, I'd go over and give him a fist bump.
Yes, ma'am.
I would want to take a picture, you know, so to God be the glory. To God be the glory because he knows how to bless us. Amen.
He does.
Lord
and
knows we have enough
Pastor
stuff
Rebecca,
that will try to discourage us.
I was not even going to speak, I mean, like ask her for anything because I felt like, you know what, I don't want to, you know, step on her toes. I don't want to.
Yes.
You know, I mean, it's probably so many people always, you know, coming up to her and you know, doing the whole fan thing. And I was like, you know what, I'm not even going to ask, you know, because I don't want, she's coming here. She didn't come here, you know, for the reason of me just talking to her and meeting her. You know, they came to see if they were going to do some business with the people in that building. So I don't even want to step on nobody's toes. But through all of that, God still showed me that, you know, you humbled yourself under me and said, you know
yes.
what, I'm not going to push my own self in front, but I'll take a seat back. And I asked God, I said, God, you know, if I can get a picture with her or, you know, just even speak a word to her, I'm okay with that. You know, I don't want to be a bother to her. And he blessed me, and I was just so grateful, Pastor Rebecca.
Amen.
You know, just know that God is looking to bless us in this earth. I pray he bless everybody on your show, Pastor Rebecca.
Yes.
I pray that he blesses
yes.
your book so that it goes in the hands of so many
yes.
people, that it goes nationwide, that it falls in the hands of people who want you to do, I don't know, books, movies, you know,
yes.
put some programs together, you know, have you
yes.
come speak at their church or maybe at their business. I pray that he
Hallelujah.
Just increases you, Pastor Rebecca, in what you do for his
yes.
kingdom because that's a blessing when he says, I sent you to go to the multitudes and to heal them from the inside out, and your word, your book, your ministry, everything that you're doing for his kingdom is going to be recognized in the earth realm, and they'll know your name. You
Amen.
Know, when often known, unknown, they'll know your name. Your name will ring bells across the nation, and I'm just grateful that I can
Amen.
Say I knew her. I knew Pastor Lee.
Amen. You know me. No, you know me. You want to keep
Amen.
Knowing me. Amen. Amen. You're going to keep. And, you know, that's the word. I'm going to take another call. But that's the word because God told me today, and I just want to share this with everybody who's doing anything, amen, in ministry or you, whatever you're doing in life, you don't have to make your name great. God said in his word that he would make your name great. Amen. So know that God's going to do it. God's going to make your name great. Amen. So you don't have to jockey for position or anything or look for opportunity. Well, look for opportunities, of course. We always are looking for opportunities to spread the gospel, but not for you. Do it for God, and God
Amen.
Will take care of you. Amen. God will take care of you. He set me up. I have 5 books that I've written, and the Lord has set me up. I have said, believe me, I received that word that he's making my name great for his glory because I have been set up and my ministry is healing people from the inside out and setting people on purpose, helping them to identify with the power that God has put on the inside of them. So I just thank you for releasing that word and I receive it in the name of Jesus. Amen. I'm going to take Pastor Barry. Thank you so much for calling in.
Oh, God bless you. Go ahead and mute me back out.
God bless you. Amen. To God be the glory. Looks like I'm going to have to ask some time. Amen. I'm going to take another call. Again, I want to let you know I'm preaching tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock a.m. in New Jersey. If you're in the New Jersey area, please come out. This is a one-year anniversary for 41 Vision Ministry, 41 Vision Church, and they're located at 315 Forest Street in Jersey City, New Jersey. And this is their one-year anniversary. This is their Women's Day. Amen. Tomorrow morning at 8 o'clock a.m. And then we have our 11 o'clock service tomorrow. Amen. At 11 o'clock a.m., I'll be there also. Pastor Anthony is going to bring forth a powerful word, my God. And then at the end of the month, I'll be preaching at the Ark of Safety in Irvington, New Jersey, co-pastor Anita Spaulding, amen. So I'm going to take some more calls. I want to thank everybody and say Happy New Year to all of you. And just thank you for being with me during this time. I'm going to take another call, area code 773. I believe that's Pastor Larry Sarton. You're on the air. Welcome to Woman to Woman.
Hey, Pastor. How are you this new year?
Hey, my brother. Happy New Year. My brother, my friend. Happy
Pleasant
New Year
to
you.
Thank you. You as well. Listen, I have been enjoying your show, but you, when you gave me that script, when you gave that scripture, something inside of me got stirred up, and so I hope you don't mind going back to that, because there was so much meat in that, because if you look at this scripture in its context, this is a prophetic scripture that God was giving a word through Isaiah to tell of a forthcoming deliverance and a refreshing that God was getting ready to do for Israel, and because we are of the same seed, then we can apply this to our own lives. How God wants to do something fresh and something new in our lives. But as you were reading, it's like I began to kind of look at the passage, and as I got over in verse 2 and around verse 3, well, God began to talk about how as he passed through the water and through the rivers, and I'm like, God, you mean the stuff that the dirty stuff? And then even in that, you won't allow none of these things to overwhelm us. Because these are some of the things that keep us from advancing in the kingdom of God. Because many times God can give us a destiny, and what we face in the course of where we're going can be overwhelming. But if you read here in this text, God says clearly, said, when you pass, and I like it because he didn't say if you pass. He says when you pass through the water. In other words, you're going to go through that season. That season is going to come in your life. But it's not if I get through it, it's when you get through it. And to me, Pastor, it was like God began to release a prophetic destiny right there in that, I mean, just in that word. Because as you said before, that when God says yes to anything, it is, even if you don't see it now.
Yes.
You see, and he was clear here. He says, when you pass through, you say, okay, you're going to go through a season where things are going to look overwhelming, but keep going through, because you're going, not only will you walk through water, but you're going to walk through some fire too. But even the fire can't hurt you, you know. And I'm like, dear God, it's like something. Look, Pastor, I almost felt like Elizabeth when she encountered Mary, and Mary gave her her testimony. When you were reading, it said something in me began to leap. I said, oh, God, there's something here. I said, it's a meat right here. Because I was telling our church, I said, as I was getting ready to come, we were coming into the new year. I'm sorry, and by the way, Happy New Year to you and Pastor Anthony. I'm so sorry. Happy New Year to you all.
Thank you. God bless you.
I got
I know
so
when
excited.
You got that fire in your belly.
I got
when
so excited.
When you got that fire in your belly, you
text.
Have to get it out.
So please forgive me.
Go ahead, sir.
I promise you.
Amen.
Hey, look, I promise you.
I'm being blessed. Let the Lord use you.
And, Pastor, it was almost like that. It's like, because I told our church, I said that God spoke to my heart, and he said that this year is going to be the coming out part, the coming out party for the church, because in the day of the great revival, God has to show the world something that's going to at least make them acknowledge that He exists. And so I begin to look in the scripture, and everywhere you saw a great move of God or a great harvest of souls, God revealed Himself. I mean, even when Jesus, the Bible said that Jesus was common among men. He was so common that when they came to arrest Him, Judas had to kiss Jesus to identify who He was. And so He was so common. But in order for them to know that He was or recognize who He really was, they came to know God based on the revival or the revolution that Jesus brought to the table. And in this in this end time day, God is getting ready to reveal an essence of Himself, so the world will not have any question about who God is. And then He's going to come and do a great work, a fast work. And I'm telling you, people are going to flock to God to get to give us this end time harvest. And as you brought up this scripture here, I'm like, oh dear God, here it is right here. Because as God brings the church through this recession, as God brings the church, Pastor, through this recession, I believe that God is going to use the church, and the government is going to come to the church to get a bailout instead of us waiting for the government to bail us out. And so even as God began to reveal that to me, if you heard my show Wednesday, I began to look over in Kings how when the famine was in Kings, and the prophet and the lady were both in the same famine.
Yes.
But God gave them an avenue whereby they could prosper even in the famine. And listen, because the famine didn't just hit the woman, the famine also hit the prophet. But when there's a word spoken by God, and we obey the word, God gives us a solution to overcome the famine. Now, as you were talking, Pastor, all that is even here in this text. Because when God, over in verse 3, when he says, you are precious in my sight. Thou hast been honorable. And he says, I have loved thee. Watch this now. He said, I will give men for thee. Which means then God is going to use the world system and allow us to tap into it and use it to prosper and then make them come to us to get something. You see, Pastor, my thought was this. What greater way can God reveal His glory is to reveal a glory in the midst of a famine. Now, I've often heard folks say, well, Pastor, you don't understand. This isn't the first famine we've experienced. But listen, this is the first famine like this. You see, America has never gone through a recession, Pastor, like this. I mean, usually there's a shortage in this or that. Listen, there's a shortage across the board, not just in America, but across the world at the same time. Now, as children of God, we have to be willing to tap into what God is doing, because God, if God allowed it, then God allowed it to show Himself or to show something in the earth. Lady Carol and myself were watching TV last night, and we saw a special that came on. And if you saw, the world went through, something happened across the whole world where, I mean, birds were falling out the air. Turtle doves were dying. Crabs were coming up on the shore, and they were dying. Fish were being washed up on shore, Pastor, in all parts of the world. I mean, America, Asia, China, in all parts of the world, these things were happening. Well, the Bible said that this would happen if you read over in Matthew's, I believe it is chapter 24, where Jesus said that these would be the signs of His return. Now, for the church, we have to be willing to see this in a prophetic manner, that Jesus is saying, I'm getting ready to come back. And so I'm going to show these signs to my church so that you can be ready to go out and get this harvest of people in this last day. And I'm telling you, when you were over here in this text, he says, I'm going to bring in my sons and my daughters from the ends of the earth. You see?
That's right.
And Pastor, if we hook this up, See, Isaiah is a type and shadow. Jesus came and revealed it over in Matthew 24. Over in Revelation around chapter 10, God then shows the result of the word he's already spoken. Now, these things here now must be. It's going to happen. But if the church don't tap into it, we're going to be talking destiny, and destiny is going to pass us right up. You see? Because this now, Pastor, is the time for the church. Right now, this is our season, you know, for God to create, to manifest his glory in the church. This is why I tell our ministry that, listen, you wonder why come it seems to be so hard to stay saved and stay before God, and as you and Erica were talking about, stay in God's presence, because one of the other signs of the return, he said that there'll be a great falling away from the church. And so the devil is doing his job. One of the things I'm going to tell him tomorrow is that just because I give up don't mean Satan has given up. The devil is on his
job
24 hours, 7 days a week to make sure we give up and don't walk into the destiny God has planned for his children. And so,
That's
Pastor,
right.
in this season, listen, this is our season, and we, listen, as children of God, we cannot afford to give up, especially not right now, right now. Because this is a time for the great manifestation. Pastor, I'm telling you, I sense in my spirit that God is taking us back to the manifestations of the Bible, where we walk out the Bible and not just talk about it. Where now, because the Bible says that the whole world is waiting or groaning for the expectations of the sons of God. This is a year that we are going to manifest, not just talk God's glory, but manifest the glory. You know, I was telling our church, I said, I was telling our church pastor Wednesday night, I said, if we would just simply come in the house and get on one accord, forget the isms, forget the cliques, if everybody just got on one accord at the same time, you would invoke the glory and the presence would be so strong that people could walk by, drive by. Listen, they would fly over our church and feel the presence of God. You know, Pastor, I was telling them one time, Pastor, I'm telling you, we were in service, and we were praising God, and the glory, Pastor, was so heavy in the church until somebody saw fire on top of the church. And they called the fire department. The folks came in there with their axes and the water hose, and they said, where's the fire? And we said, there is no fire. They said, no, we see a fire on top of the church. Pastor, listen, they took ladders and went to the top of the church and could not find the fire that they saw from a distance because the glory of God was so present in the house at the time. What would happen if the people of God got on one accord at the same time? Pastor, we could invoke a revolution that would shake our neighborhoods. Listen, it would shake our communities, and we would put the devil out of business overnight.
Instantly.
That's right. And, Pastor, this is the year. This is the year. I'm telling you, Jesus is coming back for his church, and the church better get ready for what God is about to release in the atmosphere, because we have to be prepared to get this harvest. Because, I mean, we can stay in our four walls all we want to, but as somebody has to go and get these folks, because they ain't coming into the church. Jesus said, go out and compel them to come into his house, that his house might be full. And so I tell you, if the church ever come together, and look over here in Isaiah 43 and see what God promised. God made us a promise. I mean, even in verse 8, he said, I'll bring forth the blind people that have eyes. And God says he's going to undo everything the devil done to destroy us. Can you imagine what a great revolution is going to be when God undoes everything the devil done? You know, I told our church, I said, listen, you all, I ain't believing for God to grow back body parts that people either lost or were born without. And now I told him, I said, see, if God had not let me see it, I wouldn't believe it. My pastor, I was in a service one time in 1984, and there was a man who brought his child in the church who had one good foot and had one club foot. And Pastor, we begin to pray. And I'm telling you, within a 10-minute span, this little baby grew a foot. You tell me, I mean, literally, this child grew a foot. Overnight. I mean, in 10 minutes. This is the kind of glory that God wants to do in his church. Now, Jesus said, greater works than these shall you do. Which means the same glory, Pastor, that was on Jesus should rest on his body. And if we are the body of Christ, then these miracles should be happening. And it shouldn't be a surprise to us. We ought to be doing this with expectation that this is what the church is supposed to do, be manifesting the glory of God in the earth. Because when they see the glory of God on us, Pastor, I promise you, folk will flock into our churches trying to figure out, how can I get to know this Jesus y'all preaching about? Listen,
that's right.
CNN is going to have to recognize the news channel. They're going to have to recognize. Listen, I promise you, they can't deny it if they see it.
They
the young girl that God raised from a dead in front of our old church when this girl was hit by a car in front of our church. And we prayed for this girl, and this girl died in the street. And, Pastor, we prayed for this girl. This girl went to the hospital, and 4 months later she came walking in our church. And she said, is this the church that prayed for a girl who was hit by a car and killed in the street? We said, yes. She said, well, I'm the girl. And the church went for broke. We went up for broke because God raised that girl up from the dead. And we knew she was dead blood had stopped pumping out of her body. So we knew she was dead. Yes. The paramedics pronounced the girl dead on the street. So we knew she was dead. That's my point.
She said, I'm the girl. Came walking up in the church.
Come on. Came walking in the church and said, I am the girl. Pastor, I'm telling you, we were no more good. Listen, I couldn't preach. We couldn't sing. We just praised God for the next 2 hours.
My God. Glory.
We just praised God for the next 2 hours, Pastor. My point is this.
Goodness.
God wants to show the world that he's God. And in this last hour, God is going to reveal himself, Pastor, in a supernatural way. I'm telling you, the church better get ready because this is where the great separation comes from. You're going to know who's real and know who's not real. Jesus said, in the last day, I will separate the wheat and the tare. And so, listen, those who are not real, I'm telling you, Pastor, they're going to fade out. This is why, you know what, I'm not really looking for a crowd. What I want is the real folk to be around. Because if I can get 10 real folk, Pastor, the Bible said one can do 1,000. Two can take 10,000. What I want are the real folks who really love God and who dare to believe God. Listen, we can turn our community upside down for the kingdom
upside
of God
down.
And make them recognize who God is in us.
Yeah.
And so I'm telling you, when you gave this scripture, I'm telling you, because I wasn't going to turn to it.
I started something.
Woo,
Pastor, hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Look, I tell you,
I
felt
amen.
Like Elizabeth. Hey,
yeah,
look,
amen.
When Jesus showed up,
I tell you.
Jump. And
God
so my step man jumped. Yes, ma'am. Absolutely.
God is speaking. And the Lord is speaking.
Yes.
And we receive that word.
And we got to be aware that this is our time. 2011 is going to be a year of manifestation for real. And so I tell you, when it breaks forth, I'm telling you, the world is going to be shocked, and God's going to use them to bless us and turn around and then use us to bless them so that they'll know who God is because of us. Because of us.
Wow.
Pastor, what did Jesus say? He said, you are the light of the world.
The light of the world.
That's right. And so real light, God wants to shine in this world because right now it's dark, and he's going to use us to show the world who he is.
Amen. Amen, Pastor Larry. Well, praise the Lord. I tell you, I just will let you go on and on. I want you to stay with me. I do have one last caller that I want to get on the line. But, Pastor Larry, I'm going to bring you back because you made me add some time. So I just want to talk to this last caller, and then I want to just talk to you a little bit further. Just stay with me. Amen.
Okay, no problem. I'll be here.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Area code 908. You're on the air. Welcome to Woman to Woman. Area code 908. You're on the air. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, that person must have stepped away from. Amen. But Pastor Larry, now God orchestrates everything. I tell you, you were hitting on some really, just God is speaking, because those are some of the same things that he has spoken to me, and he's still speaking. He has me reading Jeremiah now, where he is dealing with the church, and he also had me preach from the scripture from Kings, from First Kings, where Elijah told the people, asked the people, how long will you be between two opinions?
That's it.
You know, how long will you be caught between two opinions? You know, if you're going to, if Baal is God, worship Baal. If God is God, worship God. You know, and what we have to realize is that we have to get to the point where we are worshiping God, you know, and him alone, where we are not caught between two opinions. And the church is looking too much like the world. I had a brother, I met a brother at the studio this morning. I went over to do a radio broadcast interview for one of my other books, Nobody's Business. And the man told me that one of the things that really upsets him about the church is that the church, you put the people from church together with people from the world, and you can't tell the difference.
That's
but the
it.
Church always wants to talk about worldly people, but they're acting more worldly than the world, you know, than the people of the world. So, you know, we as the people of God have to stop playing church games, and we have to stop playing games with God. In order for true manifestation of God's kingdom being manifested here on earth as it has been established in heaven, the people of God, the children of God, have to line up with the word of God. You know, and you know, we can't stress it enough, but Pastor Larry, I think that we have gotten away from the gospel, you know, and I'm not just talking about Jesus came and lived, was buried, and on the third day he got up with all power in his hand, which in itself should be enough. You know, that all by itself should be enough. But also the whole Bible is the gospel, because everything in the Bible was written for and points to and is wrapped up in Jesus.
That's it.
So come on, somebody. So we have to realize is that God, in the beginning, God had a plan. In the Old Testament, God had a plan. In the New Testament, God had a plan. And even today, God still has a plan. And his plan has not changed. It has not changed. But we, his people, I hate to say it, have not changed that much either, because we are still, all of these thousands of years later, there are still too many of us that are not willing to line up and be obedient to line
That's right.
up to the word of God. It's not that, it really isn't that hard. I hate to say it. I mean, yes, it's difficult. Yes, you have to beat your flesh. Yes, you have to put your flesh under. But it's not that hard when you look at the choices. God said, I set before you today life and death, blessings and curses. Choose life.
That's it.
I mean, and all of us want the blessings. All of us want the blessings. And it's just not that difficult to walk in his blessing. Let me tell you something. I'm going to... Pastor Larry, Pastor Anthony and I, we had at the church a New Year's Eve service. And what happened was, I have a hair raise. I wouldn't tell this story, but this caller that I was trying to put on has their hair raised now. So let me put this caller on the air. Area code 908, I see your hair raised. You're on the air. Welcome to Woman to Woman.
Praise the Lord, Pastor Simmons. I just want to first wish you and Pastor Simmons a very blessed new year. It's Mother Bailey from Elizabeth.
Yes. And
I just want
to bless you.
God bless you also. I've thoroughly been enjoying your conversation. I really had you online, and I had gone off radio, stopped listening to you online. It was easier for me to do that. But anyway, I just wanted to tell you, I have not really been in my church or any church, really. I've been at home for some different reasons, health and as well as the fact that one of my daughters passed, and or actually around the 19th of December. So we're in the middle. We prepared for her going home service, and also two surgeries by myself. And that's not a complaint. It's just to tell you that God is good. God still is blessing.
Yes.
He still loves me. Most of all, I know he still loves me, and I know I love him, because I know through all the things that have been going on, there's no way I would be able to make this conversation and feel the joy that I feel if he was not real or he was not there. And I just want to thank the Lord. The other thing I want to tell you, I did have a chance to listen at some of the programs that, you know, over the playback over the blog talk, and those have really blessed me. And I thank the Lord for even the men's conversations, and I wasn't able to. I was so excited about your new book, and I said, I've got to get it. Of course, I'm on Facebook the same as you, so I sent it to everybody I knew that I did know, and probably some people I don't know who requested to be a friend. So I just pushed the button and sent it to everybody. But I'm really excited, and I can't wait to get a copy in my hand so I can read it. But the thing I wanted to tell you, then I got a report from my church. You just read the scripture early that one of the mothers from my church called to tell me after New Year, the pastor had preached on the New Year's Eve, what had been the morning. He preaches like part in the old year and then the ending of the service. And one of the things he used, the scripture coming from Isaiah and talking about the new thing that God was getting ready to do in the church. And he just said, house of prayer, prepare for the new thing that God is getting ready to do. He's getting ready to move. He's moving out some things that don't need to be there in the first place, that shouldn't even be there. And he's filling every place with himself and getting ready to reveal himself, not only through the church, but naturally we are the church, but through us. So I felt really excited when I heard, and I said, babe, I got to hang this phone up so I can hear what they're saying. You know, I wanted to hear. But I just want to thank you and for so much for your ministry. And you say woman to woman, but I'm telling you, this ministry it's especially because you have the heart for women, but for all of God people. But I thank you because it's not just a ministry for women. It's a ministry for any man or woman, any man, especially if he wants to understand the heart of a woman. And any woman, if she wants to walk according to the way the Lord wants her to walk. I thank you for the comments of all your speakers, and I even thank you for one. I think his name is Richard, but I don't know whether he's the pastor, but he wrote a book. And I tell you, if I had him, I probably would have debated a bit with him, but that's okay. The Lord loves him as well as he loves me, but it was good because it forced thought. You understand? Forced me to think. And I thank the Lord for sound Bible doctrine.
Amen.
Most of all,
amen.
I thank the Lord for that. And I just want to tell you how much I love you and how much I'm praying that God would continue to bless you as you continue to speak out and reach out, because God knows in this day and time we need every voice that will take a stand and stand in the Lord and speak truth. Speak the word as it is written, the word of truth, and not the word dressed up. And I like the way you just make it bare to us as women and tell us, you know, you don't dress it up and make it look pretty, and tell us about ourselves so we can see ourselves in the mirror that the Lord has already hung before us. But I just want to tell you to keep on keeping up, and you just still stand. And I'm praying that God will continue to bless you, keep you, protect you, cover you with his blood, because the more people begin to hear the voice of the Lord through you, the warfare gets tougher. But you keep standing, and you better believe you have some women at House of Prayer who are praying for you, praying that the Lord will continue to bless you and continue to keep you. And we're looking forward to the day again when you can come and share with us, or we can come where you are and listen to what the Lord has given you to say to us. Thank
Amen.
You again, and may the Lord continue
Amen.
To bless you and your husband and everything, every child, every material blessing, everything that he's given to you, may he keep it covered under his blood.
Yes, yes, yes. Thank you so much, Mother Bailey, for those words of encouragement. The Lord is good. God is just so good, and he's so worthy to be praised.
I just love him
with everything in me. He's just my everything. You know, he is my all in all, and the Lord constantly brings me back to who he is in my life. I have many things that I have aspired to be, Mother Bailey, and some of them, I have to admit, have not been what God inspired me to be. And not anything bad, but as he lifted me up and began to use me, allowed me to preach the word and to go out and minister, I began to look at other ministers and other preachers and say, you know what, I think I want to do it like this. Or I want to do it like her, you know, or I want to hoop like that, you know.
Yeah.
And I found myself, you know, trying to change, not necessarily change, but improve upon, which I thought would be a good thing, you know, if God could use me and it would be more effective. But God, you know, continually tells me to stay rooted and grounded in him.
Yeah,
and
yes.
As long as I abide in him and stay rooted and grounded in him and in his word, then I will have power. I will be able to exercise the power that only comes through the Holy Ghost. And I can't manufacture anything. I can't make myself more anointed or make myself more eloquent or anything other than but to be content and to let God use me for who he has created me to be, just to be me for who I am right now. God continually asks me, what do you know about me? What do you know about me?
Yes.
That's what he wants to use. I said, well, Lord, some places he sent me, I went to Chicago to be with Pastor Larry the year before last. And then I went to New Orleans and been in North Carolina. You know, the Lord has let me go to places. And I said, well, God, and then still being invited. And I'm like, well, God, why, what is it different about me? And God, I asked him that question a couple of weeks ago. I said, why are they inviting me to come? And God told me, he said, it's your testimony.
Yeah.
It's because of your life. What?
Yeah.
Not that everybody has a testimony, but God is saying your life and where you are and what you know about me, that's what I did for this house for this particular season.
Yeah.
So, because I'm God, and I'm the one who told them to make the call and to invite you. And you have to realize, and what we have to realize, that we need to let go and let God. And I just thank God for you, Mother Bailey, and for Pastor Larry for even inviting me to Chicago, because he heard God and he obeyed God. But I thank God for Pastor Darius and all Erica and everybody that comes to Woman to Woman. And, yes, Richard, our brother Richard.
I love him.
You got to love him because he
is. I do.
So
I love him.
And I just thank God for Pastor Anthony, my husband, who encourages me because, Brother Bailey, you're so right. There is a lot of warfare that comes against my life, spiritual warfare. I have people that have made remarks to me about my preaching, about the way I preach. I have had people who want me to compete with my husband.
Oh, no.
You know, that competitive spirit, which I refuse to entertain.
Oh, no. That's right.
And then spiritual warfare. New Year's Eve, I moved the chair. It snowed here. Pastor Larry, it snowed. We had a big storm, you know, like you get in Chicago. And there was nowhere to park. So somebody had a chair and a lamp marking the parking space. This is the story I was going to tell before I put you on the line, Mother Bailey, so it falls right in line. So there was no place to park. So I told my granddaughter to move the chair. It was about 8:30, 9 o'clock at night. So I said, move the chair. So she moved the chair, and I No, it was 9:30 at night. So she moved the chair, and I parked in that place. We're in the church. Now, I didn't think too much of it. I probably should have thought more of it. I went in the church, had church, came out of the church, got in my car, driving down the road, and I hear boo, 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 boo. Someone has slashed my tire.
Oh, no.
I parked in that spot.
Oh,
and,
no.
And Pastor Emily spent 2 hours on New Year's Day, early in the morning, early one Saturday morning, changing the tires to the car because we have a van and it was rusted under. But he's thank God we had 2 cars, so I was able to drive my grandchildren home. So the next day we found that they had cut the tire, they had slashed the tire. Sunday morning, one of the members gave me an article from the Star Ledger, our local newspaper, that said, outsiders beware, do not move the chair. Don't move the chair. So, I mean, they said that their markers, that the people reserved their spots that way, and when you move the chair, when you move the furniture, it's a sign of disrespect. Now, I never meant to disrespect anybody. I didn't know anything about it, so I'll not move another chair. As a matter of fact, Sunday when I went to church, I was looking for a place to park. The chair and the lamp was sitting on the sidewalk, that same spot. The spot was wide open, but I wasn't going to park there. I was like, that's their spot. I'm not parking there.
I know, that's right.
Oh, my Lord.
And the second thing, and the second thing that happened to me this year, that was on the first. So the second was Sunday. So I preached Sunday. I preached a kingdom mindset for kingdom advancement from the book of Kings, 1 Kings, about the ministry of Elijah. And a powerful message. I know the Lord was glorified and lives were changed. People were set on purpose. I leave the church. I take a wrong turn. I have mother in the church with me and her granddaughter and my daughter. And we make a wrong turn, and we turn around. And as I'm turning around, the Pastor Larry Mother, I have to cross a bridge. And as I'm crossing the bridge, my car begins to sputter.
Mm.
And the car stops right in the middle of the bridge.
Wow.
So I'm sitting in the middle of the bridge right now. This is my year, the year of supernatural blessings from heaven. And we're under an open window. Everything's wonderful, right? And this is how the attack comes in. And I'm sitting on that bridge, and I know I have gas. My gas light never came on. And I'm stuck in the middle of the bridge. So I called Pastor Amney. I said, Pastor Amney, it sounds like there's no gas. Can you bring some gas? So in the meantime, there's no shoulder, so I'm on the bridge. There are 2 lanes, one coming and one going. Two lanes going and two coming. So I'm on the 2 lanes going. And so this tow truck comes up, and it pulls up beside me, and he goes in front of me, and he says, what's wrong with it? I said, I don't know. It just stopped. So he said, well, it sounds like you're transmission. Anyway, he proceeds to put the flatbed down, and he puts my van with myself and the passengers up on the flatbed and hooks us on, and we're in the middle of this river, and he carries us over the bridge, and then he carries us down to another bridge, to another high skyway, and takes us to Newark and puts us down in Newark. And I had to pay it, but what I'm saying is God carried us. We got stuck.
Yes.
God picked
yes.
us up and carried us over that highway, I mean over that water,
wow.
over the waters. Yeah, hello. And I'm like, God, you know, and we're in the car singing, Mother Billy, this is going to bless you. Because as my passenger has a pacemaker, I said, Mother Maggie, don't look down. Just don't look down.
mm-hmm.
We're up there, we're wobbling around on this flatbed, and she's like, oh, and she's holding on, we have our seatbelts on. But as we're going, I begin to sing, this is the day.
Yeah.
This is the day that the Lord.
Yeah.
And they start singing with me. So we're rejoicing and
oh, Lord.
Oh, my God. We have so much joy, so much exuberance, and we're like, we will rejoice. We shall. chorus, and we sing, and then he gets us to Newark. And I, you know, and it's just a strange thing. He puts us down.
Yeah.
And I said to him, well, what if I had no money? And he said, I would have to take you to the yard and leave you, and the yard is closed, so you have to leave your car. And they would charge you, and they would charge you for storage.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, thank God I had money. You know, I had the money to pay. But thank God for the tow truck that came.
Yeah, because they usually don't tow the truck with the passengers in it.
That's right.
So you all had a first class travel in your own vehicle.
He lifted up, did the Lord not lift us up above the water?
Oh,
yeah.
Above
the water.
Comes
the word,
in like a flood.
That's
come
right.
Come on, somebody.
Mm-hmm.
That's it, right there.
The Lord, my God, will raise up a standard against us. He was not supposed to put us in that, on that flatbed, in that bed.
That's right.
No, he was not. So you know the Lord had to be in it.
That's right.
He had to be in it.
He had to be.
He
was in it, you know. I mean, probably never see the driver again, because I do believe that they're angels, you know.
Yes.
I know that's what
he was.
I tell you, listen.
He was.
And you know they can't work without a body, so they had to borrow a body to come down there and do some stuff. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Oh, my.
Oh, my God.
My
I thank
God.
You and I praise you
Jesus.
For your worthy. Hallelujah. Thank
but they can't
you, Jesus.
Work without a body.
No,
angel,
they cannot.
My God.
Yeah,
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
That's
so they just borrow the tow truck and a driver. Thank you, Jesus.
I
tell you.
I said, where did you come from? He said, oh, I was just on my way home. I was just passing on my way home. I said, he was going in the
Lord.
Other direction. He saw me from the other side. On his way home,
mm-hmm.
and turned around and came back and
mm-hmm.
got us.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, thank you, Jesus, because,
you know, see the thing.
A car could have came up and smashed us from behind, and we would have gone off that bridge.
That's right.
So,
and, you know, it's amazing when we're going through things, whatever they are, no matter how tragic. And that's the one thing that I'm learning, and as I get older and things happen, you know, and I do believe that they said that everything prepares you for the next thing, whatever it is. So it builds your faith, builds your strength, builds your courage, builds whatever it is, and prepares you for whatever the next hurdle is. So the things that now would have had us saying, oh, my God, what am I going to do? Now we just sit there and we sing a hymn. We praise the Lord. We get happy when other people are saying, oh, is she crazy? What is wrong with her? Don't she realize what has happened? Yes, I do know what has happened. But what I know most of all is that God is in control. That I am his child, and he knows where I am. And he's already told me that his desires taught me a good. He doesn't wish any harm toward me. So all I got to do now is just relax in him as I go about doing the things that are hard for me to do. But I'm not doing them myself. He's in me, helping me to do the things that I need to do and helping me to go through the things that I go through. And that's why, I hear so many times they say, it's not what you're going through. It's how you go through it, but it's also who you go through it with. See? If you're going through it alone, forget it.
Yeah.
You know, if you're going through it pretending or with someone who's just really going to drop you the minute it gets too heavy, forget. But if you're going through it and God is in you going through that thing with you, you know, then it's effective. He's going to bring you keyword through it. And then you're not just going to rejoice through it. You're going to rejoice even more when you get over on the other side. So I thank the Lord for Jesus. I really do. I thank the Lord for sound doctrine, sound doctrine, sound teaching, you know, that teach the word. And the most important, tell me, because listen, I still got a ways to go. I haven't reached it yet. Yes, I love him. Yes, I have salvation. Yes, he's in me, but I've still got to get there. And my intention is to get there. So in the meantime, when someone comes and tell me, Mother, you can make it. Mother, don't worry. The Lord is with you. And you need that. And then say, Lord, you know, the word of God says. And then I can go and see for myself. Yes, it does say. And then if the Lord said it, that's it. No more discussion.
Mother, I tell you. I tell you, Mother, you have encouraged me and my listeners greatly on today, even in the middle of your own personal wilderness, your personal trials. Again, my condolences for your daughter, the loss of your daughter. I know she's in a better place.
Yes.
I know it's hard. I know it's hard for you, but we can, you know, make it. Like your people have encouraged you. You can make it with Jesus. You can make
yes.
it.
Yes.
You can make it, abide in the shelter of the Most High, that secret place, you know, abide
yes.
there, dwell there. And I know you do, Mother. So I know, you know, God's got you, and he's carrying you through the storm, just like he carried me over that bridge.
Thank
God.
The Lord.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, and
mm-hmm.
the surgeries, you know, and I thank God for bringing you through the surgeries, Mother. I thank God for what he's doing with your body, and I pray
that
he restores your strength and your health, and
thank
I pray
you.
Right now, we just, let's touch and agree, Father, we praise you, and we magnify
yes,
your
Lord.
Name, Lord, we thank
oh,
you
yes,
for
Lord.
What you're doing in this broadcast during this time that you have called your people to be together, Pastor Larry, Mother, Gazelle, and everybody else that is listening, and myself, oh God, we give you the glory, God.
Yes.
And I ask, Father God, we just ask that you will continue to strengthen Mother. She's been through much, God, but she has been determined, she has determined in her heart that she is not going to die in the wilderness, God.
Oh,
that she has a word
thank
over her
Lord.
Life, and she said, if you said it, she believes it, oh God, and she's going to run with that word. So, Lord, we
oh,
thank
yes,
you.
Lord.
Praise you. Lord, encourage her heart. Father God, heal the brokenness. Father God, even for the loss of her daughter. Father God, we just ask that you continue to let the balm of Gilead wash over her, Father God, in every area,
yes.
oh God. And Father God, we ask, Father God, that you would strengthen her body, Lord. Miraculous
yes.
healings, Father God, in the name of
in
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Everywhere that the surgeon's knife went, Lord, we ask that you would mend supernaturally,
yes.
Expeditiously, oh God, in the name of
in
Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
So Lord, we thank you. We come against infection, God. We come against,
it.
Father God, repercussion, oh God,
yes,
in
Lord.
The name of Jesus. And Lord, we just ask that you would heal everything, Father God, that the devil even tried to make wrong in her body. Lord, you even knew and you allow everything, God, so we know that you are still in control. And
yes,
Lord,
Lord,
we know that, Lord, you have no a bad thing in mind for her because you said you know the thoughts that you think towards us, God, thoughts of peace and not of evil, thoughts
yes.
of greatness to inspect the end, oh God. And you pray that you even had the prophet, had John the apostle pray that we would prosper and be
oh,
in good
yes.
health even as
oh,
our
yes.
souls prosper,
yes.
oh God.
Thank
so
you,
Lord,
Jesus.
We thank you, Lord, that by the stripes
thank
of
you,
Jesus
Lord.
Christ,
thank
we
you,
are healed, oh God, that he
yes.
bore our infirmities on the cross, oh God.
Yes.
And I cover her with the blood, I cover her family, her life,
yes,
oh God,
Lord.
In the name of Jesus,
name
Lord,
Jesus.
Have your way, continue to build, my God, the word that's in her belly, continue to open doors even, Father God, so that she can minister,
oh.
Father God, to young women and young
thank you, Lord.
Boy, men, oh God, men and women everywhere, Lord, so we thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in her life. Hallelujah.
Thank
Nina
you, Lord.
Pastor Larry. Hallelujah.
Oh, yes,
me,
Lord.
Touching and agreeing,
in the
Father
name
God,
of Jesus.
Prayer,
yes.
God. And
yes.
his mother's touching and agreeing, Lord. We
yes,
give
Lord.
Ourselves away to you, God. And
yes.
say, have your way. Have your way, oh Lord.
Have your way.
Touch Pastor Larry and his ministry,
yes,
oh
Lord.
God. Bless him
yes,
for blessing
Lord.
Your
bless
mother's
him,
servant,
Lord.
Oh God.
Oh,
he's
yes,
been a blessing
Lord.
To me since I've known
yes,
him,
Lord.
God. So, Lord,
bless
I just
him, Lord.
Ask that you send him a blessing his
oh,
way, oh God.
Yes, Lord.
But, Father God, anything that he's standing in the need of, God, we know that it's
provided
already done.
In the name
and I just
of
ask,
Jesus.
Lord, that you extend divine favor to him, oh
yes,
God.
Lord.
In
yes.
the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Bless Gazelle, oh God.
Bless, Lord.
In the
in
name,
the name
you
of
touch
Jesus.
Her and her daughters, oh God.
Yes,
in
Lord.
The name of
in
Jesus.
The name
Lord.
Of Jesus.
Let, Father God, your presence be with us wherever we go and whatever
yes,
we do,
Lord.
Lord.
Yes.
And Lord, we give this prayer to you. And I
yes,
thank
Lord.
You for Mother Bailey.
Thank
I
you,
thank
Lord.
You for her ministry to me and to other women and to other young women, to young men, oh God. And I just ask that you continually bless her. And bless her
Jesus.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Name.
Amen. And
amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Praise
thank,
thank
you, Jesus.
You, Jesus.
Oh, my.
Thank you,
what
Lord.
A mighty God.
Oh, yes.
Oh, Jesus. Oh,
thank
Jesus.
You, Lord.
What a mighty God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, Jesus. Well, the Spirit of the Lord is definitely here.
Yes.
My God. Jesus. Oh, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Ah, mama, ah, make you want to speak in tongues. Thank
oh,
you, Jesus.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, my God. What an awesome God we serve. Lord, you're awesome.
Oh, yes.
We worship
yes.
you. We
yes.
praise you, God. You are worthy.
Yes, yes.
You alone are worthy.
Yes.
My God. God is so worthy. He is just so good. I,
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, Jesus, my God. You know, Jesus, my God.
Thank you, Lord.
I tell you, what a mighty God we serve, you know. You're awesome, Lord. You're awesome.
Oh, yes, yes.
You're awesome.
Lord.
You're awesome.
And more than that. Oh, Jesus.
And more than that. There are no words.
There are none.
There are none.
Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh,
God is so faithful. He wanted me to testify to his goodness about how he brought me over the waters. And that's in the book Isaiah. It's in there.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I'll make a way. Isn't it in there where he said, I'll make a way in the rivers and a way in the water?
Let's see.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah, mm-hmm. Right here. He says, I give waters in the... No, before that, it was... I am the Lord. I am the Lord in Isaiah 43, verse 15. He says, I am the Lord, your Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King.
Yes.
Thus says the Lord, which maketh a way in the sea and a path in the mighty waters. Oh, my God. My God.
Mm-hmm.
Which bringeth forth the chariot and horse. Come on now. Come on, somebody. When this is happening, then what's going on?
Chariot, horse, and a truck.
Well, you know, we couldn't have a horse and a carriage on the bridge. We needed a chariot of today, you know.
I know that's right.
We need today's chariot.
We're on horsepower now. He said, I bring forth that vehicle, that car, he brought us over that river, over the mighty waters. Oh, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
But Pastor, you know what? Tell you what, it was all by God's divine plan, though.
Oh yes.
Anytime God wants to reveal Himself to us in a personal way, He will allow things to transform in our lives to show us of His commitment toward us.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I mean, it wasn't by chance that God had that man coming home when your car broke down.
No.
I mean, it was all God's divine plan. He was coming home. Your car broke down. God had him coming right that way when your thing happened. And so, I mean, it's all by divine order. Nothing happens by coincidence. But God divinely plans everything in our lives according to Romans 8:28. It says, and we know that all things work together for our good.
Mm-hmm.
And so if the word is true, and I know it is, then even in that, even when we don't understand it, It's still working for us, and so you know I'm just amazed how God does what He does.
Yeah.
You know.
Yes.
Just when you want to quit and give in, God sends you a whole another miracle.
Yes, He does.
Yes, Pastor.
Yes, He does. Mm-hmm.
And look at where it happened. Transportation. The car wheel was slashed. And then this car stopped, you know, ran out of gas, whatever. But we're saying that there nothing can stop. God said here in Isaiah 43, He says, my God, this is just so powerful, where He talks about, I work and no one can stop me. I got to find it. Do you know what that scripture is? It's in that same passage that He says.
Isaiah 43?
Isaiah 43, when He talks about no one can stop His work. For I am the Lord, the Holy One, that gave to Egypt for thy ransom. I don't know where it exactly is, but it is in that. There it is, verse 13. Yea, before the day was, I am He, and there is none that can deliver out of my hand. I will work, and
come
who
on.
Shall let it? No one can stop. We're advancing forward. I just had preached kingdom advancement. The kingdom of God suffers violence, and the violent take it by force. And then we were going to advance the kingdom aggressively, moving forward, and here comes the my car being hit. But there's no stopping us.
There is no stopping us.
God is saying, my hand is still on that ministry. My hand is still on anyone who is working to advance the kingdom of God. My hand is still on your life, and no one can stop it. No one can take your life, Mother Belly. No one can stop that, I have for you to do, Pastor Larry. No one can stop you,
no
Giselle.
One. That's right.
My God. What an awesome God. When he is speaking, God is speaking prophetically. Pastor Larry, you spoke earlier about this being a prophetic text.
Uh-huh.
And God is speaking. He's still speaking.
Yes, he is.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Pastor, listen, not only speaking, but performing.
That's right. And you said it when you said this is a year of manifestation. So what he's really doing is manifesting himself. He's allowing you to see his word in action. And that's exactly what's happening. Like Pastor said, he allows something to happen. He allows it. He didn't do it, but it happened.
That's it.
And when it happened, then he uses that opportunity to manifest himself.
That's right. That's right. Mm. I tell you, Pastor, it's all in the scripture. I mean, even if you look at Jonah messed up royally, but the Bible says, if you read it, the Bible says that God prepared. And so God knew that Jonah was going to mess up before he messed up, and God had already prepared a well to receive him before he got even thrown overboard. Mm-hmm. And so it was right there at the right place at the right time. So when they threw him overboard, the well was right there at the right time.
And
so
opened his mouth and waited, huh?
That's right. The well, that's right. They trashed him. The well said, I got you. Because God knew in advance. We're the one surprised, not God.
And listen, and took him right where God told him to go and spit him out.
Right. That's right.
Said, okay, you going first class this time.
Come on, that's right, all the way.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, all the way down first,
mm-hmm.
then back up.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, our lives are divinely orchestrated. If you look at Pastor, one of the things God told Jeremiah, he says, now watch this, he says, I know
the, more you listen,
the thoughts
the more
I think towards you.
They are. Oh, my God.
Now, imagine that. God has us already in his mind.
Like, I don't have to be anybody other than who I am.
Yes.
What you see every day here is me. Weird, quirky, corny, but it's me.
Praise
the Lord.
Hello? Pastor?
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Pastor Rebecca.
Okay, I think her phone might have gone dead.
Yes, but Pastor Larry, it's been really, really good listening at what you have to say, and I have thoroughly been encouraged by you and Pastor Simmons.
Bless you
and
so
I'm
much.
Sure I'll be listening again, and I'll hear you speak again because I've heard you speak before.
God, bless you so much.
Yeah,
okay.
But I think and also in. When she came, she told us about because I think she had just come out from your church in Chicago.
Yes.
That's where you are, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, and had been out there on a women's women's service or something, and she had come to us. But it was by chance. Sometimes I tell you, it was by chance that I had never ever met her, but someone called me and told me come get this book and read it, and I read it called The Heart of a Woman, and from that book I started trying to find her because have many young women. Who, you know, her need to hear what she is saying and need to know that the Lord loves you. I don't care what you come from, what you come out of. Listen,
that's right.
You're not who you are today. You're being prepared to who you're going to be when God finished with you. It was just fantastic. It was fantastic.
That's right.
Lord.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly what it is. Because
one
thing about God is God calls us based on where we're going, not based on where we are.
Praise God.
And,
praise the
I believe,
Lord.
Isaiah said this, that God declared the end from the beginning. And so if God spoke it became when he said it. And
that's
now
right.
Our job is simply walk in what he's already destined for our lives.
And, you know, I heard her say that, you know, at some point in time she had saw other people who she felt was successful in their ministry and tried mm-hmm. to emulate them. But see, the right. Lord called, when he called, you know, it's something that he had to even talk to me. When my pastor first told me that he was going to appoint, first I was going to be appointed a mother in the church. Yeah, yes. And then I was going to be the mother's board president. And then mm-hmm. I said to him, you got to be kidding, Pastor. He said, excuse me? He said, I pray and I do talk to the Lord. Don't you believe that? I looked mm-hmm. at him. I said, I'm sure the Lord talks to you, but I think you should go back and have another thought with him. Because he was talking about me, you understand? And
right,
I know
right.
the, you know, a lot of people say, talk about that office, but it's a reverence into you're now being put in a position where your life is going to have to speak for itself.
That's it.
It's
right
not
there.
Your what you say, it's your walk, what you do.
That's
that
right.
is what's going to have to speak for you.
You better believe it.
And so,
yes, ma'am.
And I couldn't see how my life was speaking for me. I really couldn't. And so I said, well, you're my pastor, and I believe what you said the Lord has spoken to you. Then
mm-hmm.
it was like on-the-job training from then on, you know what I mean?
There you go.
But what I said to you, then I had to realize, and then as I began to learn and to study, and then I realized that there are different women that are there, and each one of us have different personalities and have come from different experiences.
That's right.
But my experience is for those that who will have to come through some of the experiences that I've already come through.
That's right. That's
Pastor's
right.
message is for women. It's for all who will listen. But there are
yes.
going to be some specific women
That's
who
right.
will not hear what Mother Bailey will say or will not hear what you will say. But they will hear her message because
yes.
God has already brought her through. And
yes,
she
ma'am.
Can testify to it. And I've seen when she came to our church and she began to speak, women old as I am sitting there weeping and in tears and could really say she knew exactly how I felt.
Yes, yes.
And there's
absolutely.
Power behind that. You know, the Lord is
That's
using
right.
that and he's putting his anointing on it and then he's using it to as like a surgeon's knife to go in there and open up those hearts that
Come
have
on.
Been so tight.
That's
and now
right.
he's opened that heart up so that heart can open up and begin to bleed out that whatever it is and begin to
right.
feel the presence of the Lord. So
yes.
we God uses us to minister to people that someone else will not be able to reach, but we can reach them because of the experiences that we've had.
Exactly, right there. That's right, Mother. God will allow us to go through some stuff, and it may hurt us and cut us. But
yes.
God will use our experience to help somebody else.
Yes.
And the real question is can we allow God to use us to help somebody else?
Yes.
You know, because
yes.
I believe it's in John chapter 9 when Jesus was walking down with his disciples and saw this blind boy, and the question was asked, who did sin, this boy
yes.
or his parents? And Jesus said, none has sinned.
None.
But that the glory of God would be manifested.
Yeah.
And so God allowed it to happen so that he could shine his glory through this man's tragedy.
Yes,
and
yes.
And so our question is, are we willing to submit ourselves, allow God to allow things to happen to us so that he can bring us through it, and then someone else can see our testimony.
Yes.
And now it would encourage them that God can bring them through it as well.
Yes, yes.
See, because they, what David said at best, he says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but
God's
going to bring us through all of this stuff.
Delivers them out of all. Yes, he does.
You see, and Mother, that's the key there, that God will deliver us.
Yes,
and
he will.
And I'm telling you, in a hard time, this should be every testimony of the believer. That
yes.
God will deliver us out of
he
all.
He will. That's right.
You know, and so mm-hmm. we have nothing to fear or be afraid of. God is our deliverer. He's our source.
Yes. Yes,
you know he's our salvation, and so if you can't trust God, who can you trust?
<You know>? Oh,
amen.
Yes,
hallelujah. Well, I tell you, I see the two of you just continue to go forward with the broadcast, and I just praise God for you because I did get cut off, and my battery died, but I was able to come back on another line, but just being here, I felt like a fly on the wall. I know you, you know.
We knew that
you
were.
You, you spoke, you and Pastor Larry, both of you, that there are specific assignments that God has for each and every one of us. And I'm just now getting there. You know, I had it at first, but one thing God said to me when I first started ministry was to watch the voices.
Yes.
Watch the voices, because you will not only be influenced by the voices, but you may try to emulate them.
Yes.
And God never called us to do that. He created each and every one of us authentic, original creations.
Yes, yes.
And I just thank God for who he created, you know, me to be. And I'm walking in that. My apostle told me, he said, walk in who God created you to be, walk in your anointing. And stay humble. You know, when we try to be, then we might get up in pride a little bit, you know, at performance. And so we could go anywhere, buy a ticket for a performance.
That's right.
So it's not about performance. It's about what you two were saying. People really being set free. You know, is it really making a difference? Or what are we doing here? You know, I know you say that, Pastor Larry, I know you have to assess when you go into your church on Sunday and Wednesday, what am I doing here? You know, are we really making a difference for the kingdom? Are people's lives being changed? Are people being healed? I mean, you know, do I have a few crippled people in the church who've been here for years? Now I need to go and reassess the way I do ministry. Am I staying true to the gospel? The word of God. The word of God cuts us to soul, to soul, bone, marrow. It goes up on the inside and begins to quicken you, you know, begins to take out all the filthiness and the hardness. And God begins to give you a new heart. He said, I'll give you a new heart. To God be the glory for what he's doing. And, Mother, thank you for your testimony that even when you got the call to be, you know, the head of the mother's board, the director, what is your position, the director?
President of the mother's board, yes.
You know, you had to ask
him. I really had to ask him because, you know, you don't, whatever, when I guess it's not a guess. I know I see myself as, you know, and that's not being, I don't hold myself up like I'm, and I'm not, because I'm not. I'm only what the Lord allows me to be. But when you have been in the church and you've had been taught by these women of God and you've seen their lives and you say, mines don't measure up, there's no way I can look at the lives they live, and they even share the things that they've gone through with you. And you really, you look at them, you know, you're looking, but see, then I had to learn that God always He prepares you, and when he calls you, you don't always, when he calls you at today, he may call me or anyone today to do a job. Doesn't necessarily mean that I have all the qualifications that I need to do that job, but now I definitely have to prepare. If he's called, say, for example, if I'm called to be a nurse, I've got to go to school. I've got to get the training. I got to practice.
Right.
You understand?
Right.
And I had to come to understand that. And then, and still, I don't feel worthy.
Yeah.
I still don't. So I pray and ask the Lord to help me, to be in me, to be with me. And I readily admit that I am not. There are times when I fall, and I admit it. I need the Lord to help me stand. I need him, period.
Yes.
I don't profess to be perfect. I can never be. If I could, then I wouldn't need the Lord.
Yeah.
I need him. I need him to help me to stand. I need him. I can't stand without him.
Amen.
You know, and
that's
what I tell my young ladies. I tell them when some young married couples, and we're a lady and we're talking, and I said, and we're talking about different things, and I listen, and I said, listen, you're not perfect. You know, so many times we want to see the imperfections in other people, and we need to take, if we spend time just looking at our own lives and the areas where we're not where we need to be, then we'll spend less time criticizing somebody else.
Come on now.
Yeah.
You know, and strive to be what he wants us to be. And when we change and become what he wants to be, there's something about him that draws another the thing out of other people. they change, but they don't change as a result of us changing them. God does it, but the change first sometimes had to occur in us.
That's it.
You know? So I thank the Lord. I had to learn, and I'm still learning.
That's right.
I think this is time home has been like he sends you away on a sabbatical. You have to go away. He says, okay, I'm going to put you aside for a little while. You have some reading and some studying and some researching of your own self.
Mm-hmm.
Some areas in your life you need to deal with. You have some things you need to shake off because they're not kingdom building.
Yes.
You know, there are so many things you prepare Sunday morning for service and you got sitting in the mirror an hour before service and worried about if the dress fit right, a hat fit right. Of course you want to look good and be neat and clean, but those things are not kingdom building.
That's right.
So we have to be concerned about how we dress inside. You know, so I thank the Lord. I'm learning. I do.
Yes.
And believe me, I'm older than Pastor Rebecca. But she's young, and I learned so much from young women. Oh my God! And I'm thankful.
Yes,
I am so thankful.
Well,
because we don't know the whole story. See, they can teach us how to live today because we're still living some of those things we learned yesterday.
Yes. Well, you have been a blessing to me, and I just hate to bring this to an end, but I do need to go and close out the broadcast today. But we have had a tiring time.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Yeah,
and I know that anybody that listens to the archives, that's why I wanted to just let you finish saying what you were saying and get any last remarks for this broadcast from Pastor Larry so that the archives, they're going to come back and listen to the archives, and somebody's going to be blessed. Prayerfully,
Lord,
somebody will get saved. Prayerfully, somebody will get healed and be encouraged. So the archives are definitely blessed. Pastor Larry, we go off the air. Did you have any closing remarks?
No, Pastor, well, you know what? I just say, you know what? God is just so great and awesome, and this is a year of total manifestation where God is going to reveal himself to his people more and more. And I encourage all the listeners to just kind of get ready for the outpouring.
Oh, yeah.
Because this is definitely the year of manifestation and separation. And so it's going to be awesome to see what God does.
Yes,
it
is.
Amen. Well, praise God. I'm looking forward to it. And I just want to thank both of you and everybody else who was with us on today for being with me on today and for encouraging me in the ministry. I'm going to run on and continue to do what God has called me to do, just like he called me to do it. And I will look forward to seeing you both again soon. Pastor Larry, I'm still looking forward to coming on your broadcast to talk about Don't Die in the Wilderness.
Yeah.
And let me know about your book club. If you want me to do a conference call with the book club, I'll be glad to do that. But I'm blessed that you chose my book, Don't Die in the Wilderness, for your book club. Mother Rosa, I'll get you your copy, so you will get you your copy so that you can read it. And I look forward to hearing you both on the next broadcast of Woman to Woman and For Men Too. So we will be talking to you.
If you have some copies at your church, what I think I'm going to do is send my grandson over to pick up some. A couple.
Yes, I do.
Okay, that's good.
Maybe so send them over, and we'll make sure you get them. I'll have some over there. And,
oh, great.
The first one is my gift to you. And if you wanted to get a couple of extra copies, they're only $12.95.
Oh,
and
you.
It is a blessed work. So, yes, just send them over. We'll be there Sunday and Tuesday and Wednesday.
Okay.
Amen. Amen. So God bless you. Have a blessed day. This has been Pastor Rebecca Simmons. God bless you, Pastor Larry. God bless you, Mother.
Sure.
Amen. This has been Pastor Rebecca Simmons and guests, because you know I don't do this broadcast by myself, live coming to you with Woman to Woman, a broadcast a real broadcast for women and men too, right here on Blog Talk Radio. You can listen to the archives at blogtalkradio.com/power. We invite you to come out and worship with us, New Creation Christian Ministries, 87 First Street, Elizabeth, New Jersey. And we look forward to hearing you and seeing you again right here next week on Woman to Woman. Go in peace and serve the Lord.
Church boy!
This don't make no sense, Sean.
Hey.
I hope
hey.
I bring you glory on this
hey.
One, Father.
Hey. Hey.
Help me now.
Hey. Ain't too bad he didn't give up on you.
Hey.